Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, visibility catalyst and best-selling publisher. You know, as the publisher of Aspire Mag since 2006, one of the missions, I guess you can say, I have two, but my main mission is to inspire women to live deeper, more authentic, and inspired lives, to learn to trust themselves, to believe in the power of possibility in their own innate wisdom. And when I created the Inspired Conversations show, I knew I wanted to bring you conversations with leading experts, women who have been on the path, because I want you to see and tap into your own innate wisdom and discover the tools that will help you do so. And imagine for a moment if you could learn how to decode your heart's non-negotiable need in a way that calls your inner wisdom to step forward. Understanding how you're wired to relate and communicate with others allows you to see when you're in or out of alignment with your authentic emotional self. Well, that awareness empowers you to take responsibility for getting your emotional needs met in your life and in your business. And as a heart-centered entrepreneur myself with a large community, we can't separate who we are from our business. Well, we're going to be diving into this and so much more in today's conversation with an old friend, Linda Bard. Linda is known as the intuitive confidant at her company, Find Your Creative Voice, a sought-after life purpose specialist, inspirational speaker, and, I'm happy to say, inspirational best-selling author. Linda is famous for transforming her cosmic acupuncture moment of being bitten by a diamondback rattlesnake into her life's work. She helps multi-passionate, evolutionary people around the world discover their unique life purpose with swiftness, clarity, and heart. As she loves to say, I help you to see you so you can be you without apology. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you, Linda. It's a double Linda today.
They're in for a double whammy. I'm so glad you can join me. You and I have had some great conversations in the past. I published you in one of Inspired Living Publishing's books, and we just always had this soul connection of we're here to serve, right? We're here to empower and inspire women to live their best lives. And I've always been drawn to your work and your message and to one of the tools that I know you use in your business and in your personal life, which is scientific hand analysis.
Yes.
So welcome.
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to I loved your introduction because before we started the call today, I pulled a couple of cards from Alana Fairchild's Sacred Rebels Oracle book, and the first one was Releasing Allegiances, and the second one was Inner Trust. And so I just had to laugh because the story that I wrote in the book that you published, Choosing Happiness, was called The Art of Letting Go. And so, like, releasing allegiances, yeah, that's kind of what it's about. And then in order to do that, we have to trust in ourselves that we have the wisdom that we know deep down because we come in knowing. It's just that we forget over time because of the expectations of others. And so these are, you know, these two cards, the concepts around these two, letting go of stories that no longer serve us and trusting that we do have that inner knowing, they're the foundation of my work. And so what you read at the beginning here was totally right in the wheelhouse. And so that's why we're connected.
And I love the timing of it, right?
Yeah, Yeah,
And
absolutely.
thank you for sharing that message. I draw cards a lot often too. She has a beautiful deck. So
yes.
What I want to talk about today is, you know, and we just had this conversation prior. You know, I believe in scientific hand analysis. It's changed my life. And then you and I met, and I'm like, oh my God, you do that? And I was so excited to know that you are using this tool and empowering others. So let's dive in right up front, and let's, I guess, decipher what is the difference between scientific hand analysis and palm reading. Because if I have one more person say to me, oh, you mean you had your palms read? No, that is not what I mean. So
well,
come on, let's clear the air right now.
Right. Well, you know, it is. I run into that on a regular basis. And when I first started out, I started reading hands back in 2009. When I first started out, I really kind of got caught up in the saying that, oh, I have to, you know, educate people that, you know, this is not palmistry. And that was so frustrating to me. And after a certain point, I just said, you know what, they'll find out about it if they, you know, connect with me, if they resonate with me, they resonate with my message about, you know, what this can help you learn about yourself, then they'll see it. It's one of those things, you can't really quite explain it until you experience it.
Oh,
so
true.
I would go to networking things and stuff, and I'd say, oh, I do hand analysis, and they go, is that like palmistry? And I said, well, no, I don't have a turban or a crystal ball. I said, but you know, it is really this combination of, it's a merging of the ancient wisdom of palmistry from the standpoint of, you know, it incorporates the head line, the heart line, the life line, that kind of stuff, but it also is joined by the modern science of forensics, because it takes into account your fingerprints, which, if you know, are unique to you. I mean, even identical twins don't have the same fingerprints. So my mentor, who I studied under, who in basically put together this version of hand reading, he was really the first to kind of connect the fingerprint as an energetic map, because they're formed at about 16 weeks in utero. It's an energetic map that, you know, is what your soul's agreement is for you to be, to learn, to come to bring forth in the world in this lifetime. So that part of it, when I talk about, you know, everybody is familiar with, like, you know, the NCIS TV shows, the crime shows,
oh, yeah,
the forensic files, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, that gets them away from, because the scientific hand analysis is not predictive. You know, it's not like you're going to go on a cruise, you're going to meet a tall, handsome, you know, whatever. It really is a map, a divine blueprint that you carry around in your hands since before the time you were born. And so my job is to decode that for you. And I'm not telling you, in many ways, and as you have said before, you don't necessarily hear something like totally out of left field. There are things that you know about yourself, but there are things that through the information and the interaction that I have with my clients, there are things that get sort of reawakened, reframed, and reconnected for them. So, you know, for example, my life purpose is to be an inspirational communicator and a transformational healer. And so when I first found that out, it was like, holy crap. Does that mean I have to be the Dalai Lama or Oprah? I don't know. And so I kind of felt a little bit overwhelmed. But in my heart, deep down, I knew that that was truth for me. And so it was like, okay, so what is standing in my way around the resistance around that? And I was living, you know, I do voiceover as one of my skills, gifts that I've been doing for a long time. And so in that regard, I was being an inspirational communicator, but I was using somebody else's words. And so that's what I, you know, people find out is that I'm kind of on the path of this. I'm just not playing big enough.
That was the big one for me. That was the big message I got. Right around the same time you started in 2009, it just resonated with truth, even though I wasn't living it at the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I say to my clients all the time, I will ask them, how does that feel for you? And they'll go, it feels like there was this, tuning fork that was just resonating inside my body when you said that. Because they do. They recognize it, immediately.
That's the word recognize that I was looking for. It was a knowing. And I have to also say, it was a knowing from deep within me. Mm-hmm. But it also triggered the crap, right? Like, what?
Absolutely.
Like, that's not me. I could never do that. And you and I discussed right before we came on the air, I still have that paper. Now, why did I keep the paper of my notes for, 10 years? It's 2019, right? It's because I believe we all need reminders, and I don't keep it out in front of me or anything. But I'll tell you that when I come across it, it's a reminder, and I always look at that and go, oh, my God, I'm living this. I had to heal that. So I hold on to it because, we all have days we doubt ourselves.
Absolutely.
Right? And I believe scientific hand analysis is what you said. It gives us deeper insights into ourself, right? Our life lessons, the core fears, which we'll be talking about. But it also validates what we already know, but we may have forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Those are words I use on a regular basis. And it's, there's a dual nature to this. So the palmistry aspect of it, like the shape of your hand or the type of heart line you have, those are aspects of our personality psychology. So I equate it to, all right, the thinking style you have, the emotional style you have, the ability to take things into your grasp and be willful about making things happen. If you have a big thumb, if you have a long particular finger, a long index finger, it deals with the realm of power and being a leader. So those types of things speak to your personality psychology. So those are the accoutrements that you have in a car, right? So it's like, okay, so I've got the heated seats, I've got the Bose stereo, I've got the moonroof. Those are the aspects that are reflected through the personality. But the engine of that car lies in the fingerprints about, where you are going, what you are here to learn, what you are here to be. And so you can have all of these great, personality aspects, but if you don't understand the why, which is your engine, then you're going to sit in your car in the driveway, but you're not going to be able to turn the key to make the engine go anywhere. So I love that both of them, the fingerprints are your soul psychology and the aspects of your hand from the palmistry realm of lines and shape, et cetera, are the personality psychology. And by understanding both, that's what lets you get in the car and drive to where you're going.
I just love this. And I want to dive deeper into each aspect of this when we come back from our first break. And I am with Linda Bard of findyourcreativevoice.com. And we're talking about scientific hand analysis, the powerful tool that, as Linda so beautifully describes, helps you navigate through life by bringing forth both, right? The wisdom found in your fingerprints as well as the wisdom found in your hand or palm print. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you feel overwhelmed and unsure about what steps to take to find peace, joy, and purpose in your life? Chris Groth is a spiritual mentor, energy healer, and best-selling author of the novel Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion, and co-author of several best-selling books. Chris is passionate about helping women connect more deeply to their own truth, to promote healing, and restore balance to the body, heart, mind, and soul, so they can live a soul-connected life. Chris serves clients around the world through spiritual mentoring sessions, energy healings, and powerful custom-guided sound healing meditations that bring in the energy of crystal singing bowls. If you're ready to heal your heart, nurture your soul, and illuminate your path, schedule a complimentary virtual session with Chris today at chrisgroth.com. That's Chris with a K and G-R-O-T-H.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is the intuitive confidant, Linda Bard, of findyourcreativevoice.com. All right, Lynn, I got to jump in here because the fingerprints, that's a part that really intrigued me. I never knew that they never change. Now, I knew we all had original, but I was like, so you mean, if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, which I always seem to do, while we were in utero, it's like we were given the roadmap.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's what it feels like to me. That's why I just love this.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting is there are four different basic types of fingerprints. So, and one of the things that I love the connection between, so there's the arch fingerprint, which correlates to, in nature, if you look at like the ripples in a sand dune, how they have a slight rise and then they just continue to go straight. That is the arch fingerprint. And that takes the least amount of energy to create. Then you get to the loop fingerprint, and that has almost the effect of a curl of an ocean, you know, the wave on an ocean. It kind of swoops up and then it swoops back down. And then there is a print that's in between those two that is called a tented arch. And so it's the arch that has sort of like a little tent pole that goes up in between the middle of the loop. So the loop kind of creates this little canopy and the tent pole holds it up. So that's a third print. And then there's the whorl fingerprint, and that looks like, you know, a bullseye, very concentric circles, and that as you can imagine, takes the most energy to create in the finger. So you have these four different types of expressions, and in the way that I learned it, my mentor calls it the life school. And so that is sort of like in our time at Earth University, we've signed up for this particular curriculum, this major. And so with the world fingerprint, it's about service. The master path of serving yourself joyfully while serving others, the student path being in servitude and so that, we're walking the path of sometimes we are in servitude and sometimes we're over-serving and self-sacrificing, and other times where do we get to that place of serving ourselves and being joyful about that and allowing us to do that work with others in the world. So that's a curriculum. Then the loop is about love, being in the school of love, and that master path is really being emotionally authentic and expressing our feelings in the moment and without regard for the outcome, because a lot of times we hold ourselves back from saying stuff because with the school of love, one of the key core values is connection. And so if I say something that I'm really feeling, I run the risk of disconnecting myself from that person. And so I shut myself down and don't say it. So, of course, the student path of School of Love is stuffing your feelings. Well, we all know how that can show up in people's lives. And then the tented arch is School of Wisdom. And wisdom is about, on the master path, taking your knowledge and doing, big things with it in the world. The student path for School of Wisdom is procrastination, sitting on the fence. Oh, I don't know. I just, maybe if I get one more certification, I'll be good,
So, Linda, what is the next one? You mentioned the School of Peace.
Right. So the arch fingerprint is School of Peace, and School of Peace is master path being safe in your body and on the planet and expressing a life through ease. Student path, of course, is running around, hair on fire, multitasking, making sure that, and here I am going to date myself with my age, but on the Ed Sullivan Show way back in the day, there was a guy who would come on and do this act where he would, on all these tall sticks, he would spin these plates, and then he would run up and down, keeping them spinning so that none of them would fall off on the floor and break. And so my mentor calls School of Peace Mr. Sticks and Plates, because that's how they because they can't be still and sit with their body, which is what they really need to do. They just stay busy, 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 busy. So taking understanding how, these life schools are the lens that all of our experiences are filtered through. So for me, it's I'm School of Love and School of Wisdom. And so the lens is how can I speak my truth, and how can I use my knowledge in a way that will, create transformation for others. For someone else, it's how can I learn to be still in my body so that I can bring forward the gifts that I have to give, because I can't do that if I'm running around like a maniac, with my hair on fire. For someone whose lens is School of Service, they have to honestly look at where they are in service to others, but not from a place of deep knowing and giving, but because it's an expectation thing. And so they're doing it, thinking that it might be out of the goodness of their heart, but when they don't get the results that they want or the outcome that they want, they feel resentful. And that's when you know that the service that you're engaged in is not true service. And so just having that awareness, all of these things around hand analysis are bringing a particular awareness to you, so that if you get into a situation where you haven't set a boundary and you're going to do something for somebody because whatever, you can stop and go, okay, am I doing this truly from a place of service because it makes me happy, or am I doing it because, you know, whatever the reason might be? And it allows you to make choices, and sometimes you're going to make, you know, a choice that isn't the best for you in the moment, but you're not going forward just kind of randomly saying, oh, well, that's just what happens. No, it's just, you know, it allows you to, it empowers you to take, you know, guidance and control of your life in a way that's like, yeah, I want to go do this. No, I don't want to do that. And that is just so freeing in so many ways, because early on for my life, I drifted a lot because I had a lot of talents and skills. And so something would cross my path and I'd go, yeah, I could do that. And so I would do that. And then, you know, it wasn't my true calling, and I'd get bored in 6 months or a year, and then something else would come along. Oh yeah, I could do that. And so, yes, it's part of how, you know, we as spiritual beings are having human experiences, but how much more, it's so much more joyful to have an understanding of where you're going, and that creates excitement.
And also the roadblocks along the way, because I'm School of Service. Mm-hmm. So when I had that reading a long time ago, it resonated when they said that, because I was out of balance for a long time. Like I had already been an entrepreneur since 92, and this reading was, almost 10 years ago. But I was always out of balance because, and tell me if I'm describing this right in regard to the School of Service, I created the business originally to serve women, other women and children that were struggling after getting off welfare, right? Mm-hmm. But it was coming from a wounded place because I had been that woman, right? Mm-hmm. So I would serve at the cost to myself 16-hour days to get validation. It wasn't until I healed that I could create a successful business over and over again. Is that knowledge what helped me? Because if I didn't know my core wound and life purpose, which mm-hmm. was healing that wound, I would always be at the level of service that didn't balance. That's the best way I can do it. I was out of balance. I needed to serve myself too, and heal the wound that said you can't be spiritual and be a successful business owner. That was a core belief I had way back.
Yes.
Do you find that with, and guess what my purpose is? Successful spiritual entrepreneur, motivated by deep meaning, big vision, all of those things. But if I didn't heal this and be aware of this, I couldn't have fulfilled the purpose I'm living now. Does that tie in everything that you said about School of Service?
Absolutely. And this is the one thing that I really try to convey to my clients, is that, yeah, it's great. You know, because when people are first looking, and a lot of my clients are, you know, like I said, been very successful, but they're feeling this calling to do something more, and they're not quite sure what it is. You know, they just have this lack of clarity, and so they're like, I need to know my purpose, and that's great, but what I really find to be the most powerful thing that's revealed to us is the life lesson, the piece that we actually choose to learn more about, because that helps us to understand where our, you know, where our blind spot is, where our wound is, whatever you want to call it. We use it as oftentimes as an excuse. And so if your life lesson, because there is a shadow side to the schools as well, as
you've
pointed out, But the life lesson piece is, it's not like karma. You don't, you know, come in to work it off or whatever. It's literally you've actually chosen to learn more about it. And so I see a lot of women who have powerlessness as their life lesson, or trust and surrender, or sometimes it's about you know, family and community feeling like a black sheep, but these things are, it's like, wait a minute, if I understand more about powerlessness, then it really gives a rich, deep subtext to what my why is about and what I'm here in the world for. So you have, with the schools, it's as my mentor says, it's the Goldilocks syndrome, too much, too little, just right. And so, yeah, we have to experience what too much of that is with 16-hour days. We have to experience too little of it, like, screw you, I'm just going to take care of myself, until we find that middle place. And that middle place is never static. I mean, it's always, there's always a pendulum feel to it. We kind of go in, you know, one direction a little bit and then go back in the other direction. But with understanding your divine blueprint, you don't spend 3 years in the self-sacrifice servitude mode.
Yeah, wish I had found it sooner, let me tell you.
You spend maybe 3 days, you know, or 3 minutes. I mean, and so again, this is what I love, is that it just creates this awareness. And I like to say, you know, when some, you start heading into that place of whatever your shadow side is, there's that little ding, 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 ding. Hey, wait, you might want to think about this. This is what's showing up. And then you can stop, take a breath, and go, oh, that's what it is. And again, I have a choice as to how I respond. I have a choice as to how I get tools to deal with this. I have a choice that this is not going to run my life or send me down a rabbit hole again. And that's the beauty of this work.
And that's why I think it's a powerful tool to give everyone those insights, right? Because sometimes I feel like we, and I'll speak for myself, I can't speak for anyone else, until I stepped on the personal and spiritual development path, I was one of those, kind of like you, what you described as following, oh, that interests me, because I didn't know myself. I didn't go in, right, to really hear what was my purpose, what was my gifts. Mm-hmm. When I stepped on this journey and then also found scientific hand analysis and all the other tools I've picked up over the last, it gave me direction, right? It gave me a way to define the story I was in.
Right.
And I don't know, I find it so powerful. One of the questions is something you said earlier, if I heard it correctly, did you mention that you have two schools, you personally?
I do.
Okay,
I
so
do.
Is that possible? Is it something you were born with? Did it come after? Like, how does that work?
Right. So I have, and in the hierarchy of prince, you know, in a point system, you know, the whirl has the most points and the arch has the least, based on the amount of energy that it takes to create these. But you also, depending upon the number of the type of prince you have in terms of the count, you can have, you know, six of these and four of these, and depending on that print, then that qualifies to put you in two. Occasionally, you can be in three schools. It's pretty rare, but you can be in two schools, and you can also have a combination of because your highest ranking print or prince create your life purpose, and your lowest ranking prince create your life lesson. And so just like you can have multi-print purpose, you can also have a multi-print lesson. So, you know, it gives, like you said, context to where, you know, where is my blind spot? Where do I, you know, run up into resistance? And I know, like I said, for the powerless piece, a lot of people will just, you know, give up because they think, well, you know, I'm just not lucky, or, oh, it's just not meant to be. When things, you know, cross their path, and you know, the simple example is, oh, the dog ate my homework, what am I going to do? But if you understand, oh, wait a minute, I came into this world to learn about powerlessness, and we can make our lesson an ally. And by understanding when it shows up, not let us, you know, not throw up our hands and have it be the excuse, oh, well, nothing I can do about it. We can make it an ally and learn tools to reclaim our power around things. That's what we came for. Oh, we'll give you all, you know, the universe goes, oh, we'll give you all kinds of, you know, experiences that'll show you how powerless you are. How you respond is your choice. And when
exactly.
you choose to respond by reclaiming your power, that's the magic moment.
It is. To me, it's all magic. And when we come back from our break, Linda, what I want to talk about is the hotline for a little while, right? Because I was reading on your website that that's where we identify our emotional connection, the needs. And I want to learn more about this non-negotiable need that you say we all have. Is that answer going to be in our hotline?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so when we come back, I am with Linda Bard, the Intuitive Confidant, and you can learn more at findyourcreativevoice.com. I'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You'll listen to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me is Linda Bard, and we're talking about scientific hand analysis, a powerful tool to help you. My way of describing it is consciously create your life. So the hotline, let's talk about it. Because earlier when I introduced you, it said there is a way, it's to identify the non-negotiable need, right, that we all have. What is that? Or is it different for everyone?
Well, again, there are generally four types of heart lines. There is a rare fifth one, and that's where your heart line and your head line combine together into a single line. But the four major lines are, there's one that's called the romantic idealist, one that's called the big heart, one that is called the passionate, and one that is called the hermit.
That's mine.
So, do you have a hermit heart line?
Yeah. Yep.
So,
go ahead. I'll tell you the story.
Well, and so the each of these have a need, you know. So how we show up in terms of wanting to connect and wanting to be seen, and how we choose to be, to show love and to receive love, that is part of, you know, knowing that style, our emotional style, allows us to be emotionally authentic, to ask for what we need, because oftentimes in relationship, like I said before, if you're for the big heart, the non-negotiable need is connection. So where do you overgive because you want to be connected? Where do you not set a boundary because you don't want to be disconnected? Where, you know, again, these awarenesses allow us to make choices about how we show up. And the hermit, that non-negotiable need, is freedom. And when I say, you know, freedom, it's not freedom from, you know, don't fence me in, I don't want to commit to anything, but it is about having the space. I mean, it's almost like I need emotional and personal space. I need sanctuary time.
Yeah.
This is important to me. Doesn't mean I don't feel, doesn't mean I don't care, doesn't mean I don't have, you know, I'm not connected to you, but the way I process emotion, you know, sometimes I just need some space. And so for a guy, you know, it's like, yeah, I need my cave time or my man cave or whatever. And we understand that, you know, yeah, that's how guys are. But for a woman who has this heart line, the idea of honoring, you know, themselves with sanctuary time is just kind of foreign and is not necessarily accepted by others around them, you know. And so understanding that, yes, this is exactly what I need, because part of, you know, how they show their love is by doing for others. They love to immerse themselves in work. And so, you know, they need that space, that freedom. And then there's the passionate heart line, and their non-negotiable need is stimulation. They love, you know, things going on. And so, you know, they hate things that are repetitive and being bored and stuff like that. But of course, their challenge is, you know, if they're not truly asking for, you know, their I wants, then what ends up happening is they either have drama showing up around them, or they create drama, or they manipulate others to get what they want ultimately in the end, which is annoying. It's like, you know, I use the example, like someone, if you go out with a group of friends and you ask this person with the passionate heart line, you know, where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know, whatever you guys want to do. And they go, okay, well, how about Chinese? No, I don't want Chinese. Well, how about Italian? No, I don't want Italian, you know. And it's like, well, what do you want? Well, maybe you know, let's go get pizza or a German food or whatever it is. And so instead of just coming right out and owning their what I want, and if nobody agrees, okay, fine, but you've stated your I want in the moment, women who don't embrace that side of themselves, that, you know, who are disconnected from that desire piece, they can be, you know, just really manipulative about getting that indirectly. And so what I say to them is, you know, because here's the other piece, is that you can have two different types of heart lines. So do you have two hermit heart lines?
I don't remember. I'm looking at the notes. It says left, and I left it blank next to it, and then right was hermit. So what was I talking about right and left? And above that, but I don't know if it's related, emotional intimacy, because, see, that's very important to me.
Right, right.
So I don't know what my left was. It looks like my notes are blank.
Well, look at your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart line is the first line that it shows up underneath, like, the base of your fingers. So the, at the top of your palm, it's that your first line there is the heart line. So does it? How far over does it go to the other side of your palm?
So you're just talking, it starts at the web, correct?
So, like, you know, where your fingers attach to the base of your hand, or the top of your hand there. So
okay. The
first line that's about an inch below the base of your little finger.
It goes from my little finger and almost all the way to my index finger.
Okay, and is it all straight or does it curve up?
Curves up.
Okay, so that's the big heart. And that's the, you know, the non-negotiable need is connection. And so, this is what we call a delicious dilemma, because a big heart is a you-oriented heart line. It's an other-oriented heart line. How can I, you know, how can I nurture you? How can I take care of you? How can I, you know? And the hermit is a me-oriented heart line. What do I want? I need freedom, you know, leave me alone so I can do my stuff and don't get in my face with, you know, emotional demands, right? So there's this little interesting dilemma. The one part of you emotionally loves connection. The other part of you emotionally needs freedom. And so what I often see is people that have two different heart lines that are opposites in some ways are often living in one realm. So it's kind of like if you were just in a kayak and using one paddle, what happens?
You don't go
around in a circle.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So I say, you know, where are you not honoring the part that needs the freedom? Or often a lot of times what will show up is the big heart on one hand and the passionate heart on the other. And so my mentor, he used to call, he originally named the heart lines after actors and movie stars and stuff like that. So he called the big heart the Donna heart line after Donna Reed. And he called the passionate heart the Gina heart line after the Italian actress Gina Lola Brigida. So that gives you, you know, a very, if you're, you know, older than 20 or 30 or 40, gives you a visual of, you know, Donna Reed was, you know, the classic 60s, you know, mom who wore pearls to make her kids lunch and, you know, made sure everybody was taken care of. And Gina Lola Brigida was this Italian siren who was, you know, just the embodiment of I want what I want, and I want it now, you know. And so what I would say to these clients is where are you spending most of your time, you know, and where is your Gina? Where are your, you know, 6-inch red high heels? When's the last time you put them on, right? Are you just walking around in your little flats and pearls and, you know, so understanding again that they have these resources from their personality psychology that they can draw on, you know, I literally had one woman who was in an abusive marriage and was just at her, you know, pretty much at a crossroads, a tipping point. But she had a big heart and a passionate heart line. And her desire to be connected, to, you know, nurture, to self-sacrifice was so strong. And when I showed her that she had this passionate heart line, it was like, I have within me this ability to say, you know, I'm living in the now. I want what I want, and I'm not going to tolerate this stuff. And this was at a conference that I had a booth at, and I saw her the next day, and she brought her daughter, who had come with her, to have her hands read. And her daughter said, "Thank you so much." She goes, "My mother was so lost, and she is just like a different woman now. And you could see it in her body language." So just that, you know, she knew she had that, but of course she was blind to it.
Yes.
And hearing that and having it resonate for her just allowed her to stand in her power in that way. So that's the kind of stuff that, I mean, all I did was, you know, hey, you got this line and you got this line. But the way I was able to communicate it to her, the resonance of my voice vibrationally that, you know, connected with her, and then her allowing herself to stand in that place, receive it, and have, you know, that moment of epiphany. That's the reason I do this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that, my friend, is why I wanted you here today, to share your wisdom. And in our last few moments together, I want to take a moment to invite everyone right now, don't put this off, to go to findyourcreativevoice.com/hand-analysis. Go there. Learn the two ways that you can get a hand analysis. There's two options. I really want this for you because it's changed my life. In the last moment, I just want to tie back to the hermit and what you just described.
Mm-hmm.
That was my truth. I didn't know how to balance giving, and I always felt guilty for taking time for myself. So what happened? I never did, Linda.
Ah.
And then I was always resentful because I was always giving. It wasn't until that word comes back again, balance. Now I'm blessed because I found someone over the last 25 years who sees that I need that time. My mornings, I need my hermitville. But I also see that in order for me to serve at the level that I serve, because I hold space for large projects and, as you know, I have to honor that part of myself that is the hermit, or I wouldn't be able to do everything we talked about today, life purpose, in manifesting my soul's purpose. But so I really just wanted to touch on that. It was finding my balance between both that allowed me to say it's okay to be both.
Absolutely.
But not at the cost of one of the other. That was
Absolutely.
So healing for me. So I wanted to take a moment to say, you know, to thank you for the work you're doing in the world and for helping people know this information is part of who they are. You're just helping them see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just bringing their attention to it in the work that you're doing. So everyone, I want to give that web URL again. That's findyourcreativevoice.com. Swing by, learn more about Linda's work. And to you, my beautiful friend, thank you for joining me today.
Well, I greatly appreciate helping you on spreading the word and the work that you guys do over there, because it is so needed, and I'm glad you're living your purpose, girl.
Oh, me too. Well, until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.